The idea of going head first on a racing toboggan down a 1,212-metre sheet of ice with 14 curves at 130 kilometres per hour was started by the English, who came to St. Moritz originally to benefit from the healing powers of its pure dry air. These invalids got a bit fed up hanging around just recuperating, so they formed a winter sports committee and in 1885 built the run from St. Moritz to the neighbouring village of Celerina down the valley. They named it after a little hamlet that existed then called Cresta. 102 years on, the run is the same. The club's secretary, Colonel Digby Willoughby, felt, and I had to agree, that you can't really make a programme about the Cresta unless you've been down it. So the next morning at 7:45, in a temperature of minus 27 degrees, I arrived at the locker room, along with 40-odd other beginners, called supplementary list riders, to get fitted out with protective clothing and receive our final instructions from Colonel Willoughby.
Now, what you're going to go through from now onwards this morning is rather like a sausage machine, and those who come from England rather like going back to prep school. Do please have a helmet that fits you properly. It's an extremely embarrassing thing to ride the Cresta run not seeing a thing, and it is very dangerous. Right.
There we were. The colonel went up to his control tower to commence proceedings while we tried to come to terms with our protective gear and the toboggans. There was apprehension in the air. My instructor was Arnold von Bohlen und Halbach, known as the guru of the beginners.
Here is a toboggan in front of us, and you lie down in the far back position of the cushion on the toboggan, because that way you have your weight, your center of gravity overhead the knives in the back part of the runners, and that helps you to stabilize it as you go down the straights and the banks.
How do you steer?
Well, you steer basically by shifting your weight. When you want to go to the right, you lean to the right, and the toboggan will go to the right, but it will probably go too much to the right, so you have to counter-correct and lean to the left again.
What you are now about to hear is me going down the track at a speed I never believed possible. The first 100 yards are relatively uneventful. Then, over the next 3/4 of a mile, the course drops 514 feet. Experts can do the section from the clubhouse at Junction in just over 41 seconds. The words you are about to hear were spoken from the heart.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Well, here we go now, and we're going down very fast indeed. And it's starting to rake now, very seriously. My God, it's fast! Oh, jeez! My God, it is fast! It is so fast! I can hardly rake! I'm bouncing on the sides! I have never been so terrified in my life. Oh my God. Oh. 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 I don't believe it. I have never in my life been so terrified. That was murder. Why did I do that? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't know how I stayed in that thing. That was incredible.
It really was all those things, and I hope you suffered with me. From me, Garth Rowan in Bern, bye-bye.